Greetings, friends. President Obama has succeeded. We have now a new stimulus package. He was able to persuade Congress to adopt it. And even though virtually none of the members of Congress read the 1,000 plus pages of legislature, they did rubber stamp it. And then President Obama signed it. It includes about $800 or so billion dollars in debt, which the American taxpayer, you and I, will have to pay. But did you know, my friends, that that amount is just the tip of the iceberg? Let me read to you from an article which was published by World Net Daily on February 13. It says, before this bill is signed, actual federal obligations are already $65.5 trillion, exceeding the gross domestic product of the entire world. The Obama administration economic stimulus package is going to force the Treasury to borrow approximately $2.5 trillion in 2009 and another $4 trillion in 2010, with the result of increasing the current $10 trillion national debt by 65% in just 2 years. If the Obama administration increases the national debt by 65% every 2 years, the debt will be $16.5 trillion in 2010 and $27.2 trillion by 2012, the year of the next presidential election. Now, these are astronomical figures. Figures indicating the amount of debt this country is incurred and is obligated to pay back in one way or another. Do you really have an idea as to what we are talking about? How much is, for instance, $1 trillion? See, this article goes on to say, if you had gone into business on the day Jesus was born and your business lost $1 million a day, it would take you until October 2737 to lose $1 trillion. $1 trillion bills stacked one on top of the other would reach nearly 68,000 miles into the sky, about a third of the way from the Earth to the Moon. Earth's home galaxy, the Milky Way, is estimated to contain about 200 billion stars. So if each star cost $1, $1 trillion would buy 5 Milky Way galaxies full of stars. These are astronomical figures, my friends, which you and I cannot possibly imagine. Now, even though members of Congress didn't read the stimulus package, by now you can ascertain some information as to what's all included. And let me just give you a few facts. Here is one which tells us that the plan has more than $3 billion in neighborhood stabilization. In other words, it will go to benefit ACORN, which is an organization which is under federal investigation at this point. $1.3 billion will be used to bail out Amtrak, that railroad company which got us into debt. $1 billion will be used for educational programs, including courses on sexual transmissible diseases. $30 million will be used for restoration of wetlands to be spent in the San Francisco Bay Area, including finding out how to protect the endangered salt marsh harvest mouse. $200 million will be used for low-pollution coal-fired power plants in Illinois. $45 million for ATV four-wheeler trails and government office renovations, and $200 million to provide computers to community colleges. $50 million will be used for the National Endowment of the Arts. Over $650 million will be used to help consumers buy digital TV, converter, box, coupons. And $300 million will be used for hybrid vehicles and electric-powered cars. According to the Washington Times, this item will include buying golf carts for federal workers. Well, I suppose federal workers do need these kind of golf carts. And I think it's extremely important to stimulate the economy to see how we can protect the harvest mouse. You see how ridiculous some of these programs are, but did you realize that you are the ones who will have to pay for it? President Obama, when he signed this stimulus package legislation, gave a speech in Denver, and he had some interesting things to say. I'd like to quote. He said, "Today does not mark the end of our economic troubles," and I would agree with that, and I think everybody will. He goes on to say, "Nor does it constitute all of what we must do to turn our economy around, but it does mark the beginning of the end." Now, President Obama wanted to say that it marks the beginning of the end of our economic troubles. But I think he might have stated something very prophetically here, without wanting to, without intending to. And that is that what we are seeing now is the beginning of the end of our economic prosperity. Jesus Christ was asked one time what the signs would be for the end. And he gave several signs: wars, rumors of wars, disease epidemics, and so on, pestilences. He spoke also about depression and recession. And then he says, well, that's not quite the end yet, but it is the beginning of sorrows. He could have said the beginning of the end. The word sorrows refers to a woman in labor. And so the labor pains have already started. My friends, do we realize that we are actually seeing the beginning of the end? Not in the way President Obama meant it, but in the way the Bible has prophesied. There's an interesting scripture in the book of Deuteronomy in the 32 chapter, talking about us, talking about our nation, talking about the United States of America in prophecy. Let me just read it to you, beginning in verse 28. "For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." We are in the process of voicing a warning to this nation, to the entire world. We have reached the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of the end, not in the way President Obama meant it. And we should have sound counsel, but we don't see it. We see people trying to solve physical problems with man-made solutions, rather than looking at the spiritual causes for these physical problems. Are you willing in your own life to look at what may cause your physical problems? Oh, that you would be a person. Oh, that we would be a nation which would consider these things and consider what is happening in those end times. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.